the love I grew up with was not the was a different kind.
Yeah.
We're too caught up in our struggles, we're too caught up in hustling to survive, we're too caught up in trying to put food on the table that we couldn't extend that love. And even it's almost like that with my sisters. My sisters, I'm responsible for them, but then there is that unspoken word of hustle your way and find it, please. You know?
Yeah.
And so, like, my younger sister says that she was going to get married to someone. Yeah. Let me tell you this little story. She got a job somewhere. When they found out she was my sister, she got the sack. Because they told her, in a primary school, they said, if the parents of the wards know that you're doing this, they'll take their children out of this school. So she got sacked, and that was recent. And she came home, and she was so sad, she was telling me. And I was like, can you imagine? Really?
Yeah.
You know, so, and this happened, you know, I just said, well, I said, we'll find something else. You know, she really wanted to, because she's the one I like. She wanted to really do something and make some meaning for herself. And she felt so bad, you know, like, wow, I can't even get a job. My brother's name even follows me, you know, because they just asked her. So my sister denies me a lot. She always says, Derile, I don't know him, you know. And then my immediate younger sister, you know, started her own logistics business and whatnot. They found their footing. But you see, my youngest sister was going to get married to someone. And then the family was against it. Why? Because there was no mother in the picture.
Right.
They said, where's your mother? Your mother abandoned you people and left.
Right.
Why are we going to marry someone who has not had a mother for over 22 years?
Wow.
You know, and they would not understand. My mother did not want to leave. I had to make my mother leave because I didn't like what life in Nigeria and life in my family house was doing to my mother. I didn't like it. Her hair was thinning out. It was falling out. Like, you know, her enemy had cancer. She was losing her color. Yeah. She was wrinkling. She was aging. She was fighting every day. What? I said, this woman doesn't deserve this. So, to anyone who thinks my family is dysfunctional, no, it's not. It might have been, but I've managed to piece it together.
Right.
And I'm proud of that. And I don't think I'm from a dysfunctional home. So if I'm going to find love in the right places and people think maybe because love was lacking in the home front, then go fuck yourself with your love and let me just love myself. Yeah. Right.